from Ram Apramaya Das, Bangalore, India. Subject: Devotees' Involvement in Elections. We understand from the teachings of Your Holiness that any activity other than Krishna consciousness is a waste of time. Well, it's not exactly my teachings, but that's the teachings of Shastra. Ultimately, it's a waste of time. Considering this, I was under the impression that participating in voting for elections is also a waste of time because the process of democracy is not according to Shastras and the leaders are not Krishna conscious. But sometimes devotees state that there is some political party who, if not promoting Krishna consciousness, at least protects people from those who are trying to destroy Vedic culture. So they opine that we must not waste our vote, else someone may wrongly utilize it and promote parties that encourage cow slaughter. Do we need to consider these points? Please guide me regarding this. And there's another similar question from Krishna Keshav Das from Secunderabad in India, and the subject: the social responsibility of devotees. Is voting in elections the social responsibility of devotees? And that is the title of a web broadcast by Chaitanya Charan Prabhu, which the link is given for, in which he makes the case that voting is the social responsibility of devotees. So, I'm just going to read some quotes from Srila Prabhupada here. Srila Prabhupada is in conversation. All rogues are in the government, so why don't you, if you're actually serious, why don't you make propaganda in the country that please do not give vote to the rogues? Don't mention any party. If you want to be happy, then don't give vote to the rogues. And who is a rogue? The illicit sex hunters, the intoxicants, and the meat eaters and the gamblers. These are rogues. Dr. Patel, they are all there in Delhi. In other words, Dr. Patel is making the point that Srila Prabhupada is saying not to vote for all these people, all these rogues, and Dr. Patel is saying, well, they're all rogues. In this regard, let's finish this. Prabhupada, no, you don't mention any. Aside, Hare Krishna, Jai, thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So it is impartial. And actually, if they test that whether this man I am voting, he is free from all these sinful activities, then you see the whole face of the Indian government will change. In this regard, I'll just cite an anecdote that was told to me by a journalist some years ago. He told me that he had spoken to, what is his name, Gyani Zayal Singh. He was the president of India. Was that his name? You don't know? You're an Indian? What was his name, the president?
No.
Gyani
Zayal Singh.
Yeah, that's right. I got the name right. Have you heard of him? No, you never. None of you ever heard of him.
He was a priest only in the Gurdwara.
Yeah.
He reading Sikhism.
Yeah.
Then he rose from that position.
He became the president of India. He was the first and only Sikh.
Then Chief Minister of Punjab.
President of India. So this journalist told me that he had said to Gyani Zayal Singh, who was a politician, that he made some suggestion for improving the condition of India. And Gyani Zayal Singh said, no, nothing will work. I'll tell you, the only way we can have any benefit for this country is if you line up all the politicians, he's also a politician, you line them up and shoot them all. And this journalist told me, well, I'll quote you on that. And he said, you can if you like, I'll deny it. Interesting little anecdote. That was a Hindutvavadi journalist told me that Srila Prabhupada said, democracy is a fast. Democracy is a farce. At least I do not like it. Because so many rascals, simply by getting votes, go to the government, and what do they know how to rule over? Therefore, at the present moment, all over the world, there is no good government. Another quote, Srila Prabhupada said just 2 days after saying this. He said in another lecture, "We don't very much like this so-called democracy. What is the value of this democracy? All fools and rascals. They vote another fool and rascal and he becomes prime minister or this or that. That is not good for the people. We are not for this so-called democracy." Another quote, Srila Prabhupada, from Srila Prabhupada. "Nowadays, unqualified men have taken the presidential post, and although they may pose themselves as very religious, they are simply rascals. Why? Because under their noses, thousands of cows are being killed while they collect a good salary. Any leader who is at all religious should resign his post in protest if cow slaughter goes on under his rule. Since people don't know that these administrators are rascals, they are suffering. And the people are also rascals because they are voting for these bigger rascals." Then another quote. These are just a few, many, many quotes like this from Srila Prabhupada. "In contrast with the modern advanced civilized form of government," Srila Prabhupada is saying that with tongue-in-cheek, sarcastically, "an autocracy like Maharaj Yudhishthira's is by far superior to a so-called democracy in which animals are killed and a man less than an animal is allowed to cast votes for another less than animal man." Whew, heavy stuff. So Srila Prabhupada was clearly not in favor of democracy, and he pointed out that the leaders are all rogues. In other places, he said that, well, you should vote for Krishna-conscious leaders. He said that we shall preach Krishna-consciousness and then people can vote for Krishna-conscious leaders. He also approved for some time devotees in America making a political party called the In God We Trust Party, which wasn't expected to win any elections or any such thing, but it was a platform for preaching, because if you... there's some law that if you are standing for the position, standing in the election, then the media have to give you coverage and this and that. Although Srila Prabhupada disbanded that after a short time. So, if we vote, will cow killing stop? No, Srila Prabhupada said that we shouldn't, any leader, if there's cow killing going on, he should resign. Of course, the point is made that some party, well, you can guess who, as Srila Prabhupada said, don't mention any names, some party seems to be more favorable toward Sanatan Dharma than some other party. In a sense, this is really the wrong question. Should we vote or should we not vote? The point being made is social, what is it called? The social responsibility of devotees to vote. This idea that it's the social responsibility to vote, this doesn't come from Shastra. It's an idea that's been cooked up along with democracy. Srila Prabhupada's social program was to establish Varnashram. What are we doing about that? That should be the real question. That's our real social responsibility, is to show a better kind of society. So you can vote, if you like, for a party that may be in the middle of building factories and approving abortions and may do something to stop cow slaughter. That's good. And amid all the corruption, they may do something somewhat better than another party for the cause of Sanatan Dharma. But our real program should be to establish Varnashram Dharma according to guna and karma, not according to janma. That's Srila Prabhupada's social welfare program. So seeing this, devotees saying this is our social responsibility to vote, it just confirms to me that our movement has lost its, or not taken up the social direction that Srila Prabhupada gave us, because this kind of talk doesn't come from Shastra or Acharyas, it comes from modern materialistic society. So, if you want, you can vote. I've never voted in my life. Well, I've voted in ISKCON meetings, not for any governmental person. If you vote and the person comes in and he approves of cow slaughter, you have to take some of the sinful reaction for that. You have to consider that also. You're also responsible. Definitely those who are sadhus, why should they participate in this voting? The leaders, they should come from, they should come to us for guidance. We're a long, long way from that. They're setting the agenda and we're giving the vote. But there, we should be giving the agenda. They should be coming to us for guidance. So as Srila Prabhupada said, I'm not much in favor of this democracy. We should be preaching that this is demon crazy. It's a very complex situation in the whole world. If you say, well, one party is better than another, it may be, but the whole situation is so bad. We can't expect any radical improvement from one party coming in over another, although we can expect that one party may be less inclined towards Sanatan Dharma and all that it stands for. Yeah. Yeah, cow slaughter, as I've said on other occasions, if there's an industrialized economy, then cows have to be killed, because everything is economic. Everything works on, so cows, they're an economic unit, and if you can't keep cows unless you kill them, because that's the way it works economically. It becomes a burden to you. There are no grazing lands where the cows are taken for grazing. So old cows, it doesn't matter. It doesn't cost anything to keep them where they're grazing land. But in modern society, it's all economic. And you have to feed the cow with grass that you have to pay for or grow. And cow slaughter will go on as long as this industrial society goes on. So to promote industry and at the same time promote cow protection it's not going to work. The two things go together, industry and cow slaughter. And also this whole question of cow slaughter, now that's it has to, if cow slaughter is to be stopped in this country at this point, it could have been stopped in 1947, presumably. It was presumed that it would stop, but it wasn't, thanks to Mahatma Gandhi. It could have been done at that time, and now it's much more difficult. The situation, the atmosphere, but if it's to be done, it has to be done with the acquiescence of the large minority who are very aggressive about wanting to eat cow's meat. So we have to preach to those, to the large minority, who, and convince them that this is not good. And we have to preach to the Hindus also who are eating beef. Some years ago, I met a godbrother of mine who had lived in Iran for many years during the Iranian Revolution. You heard of that? You heard of that? Okay. You're not completely out of touch with modern history. He somehow or other stayed there as an Irish citizen, so I guess Ireland's always considered a non-threatening country, not like Britain or America. So he stayed there, and he lived there for many years. I know he's doing teaching English or something like that. So he told me that actually most of the, that was his perception. Of course, he didn't travel all over Iran and speak to many different kinds of people, but his overall perception was that many people didn't like the Islamic law, and they were forced to do it. But they're not happy with it. They wanted the life of more open and free so they could enjoy themselves like this. So it's how to bring in Krishna conscious government. We have to convince the people. Simply by force, it's not going to work. Of course, we're absolutely nowhere near having Krishna conscious government. We're not even thinking about it as Srila Prabhupada was. So the same with cow slaughter. When there's a large aggressive minority who are in favor of that, if we try to stop it by force, it may lead to a lot of human slaughter also. That should be considered. It's a very delicate question. Definitely in Hyderabad, for instance, there's a whole large area which would react very aggressively. I mean, they do already. If they try to stop cow slaughter. So, I'm not giving any clear answers here because this kind of thing would, to get an answer, you'd have to discuss it in detail. It's a very complex situation. Cow slaughter should be stopped, yes. How to go about it, that we have to consider.